The man convicted of a 2012 double murder at the Kodiak Coast Guard base will spend the rest of his life in federal prison. 63-year-old James Wells was sentenced today to 4 consecutive life sentences in federal court in Anchorage. From KMXT in Kodiak, Jay Barrett has more.
During sentencing, as he has since he emerged as a suspect 2 years ago, James Wells maintained his innocence, saying he did not shoot to death his co-workers, Petty Officer First Class James Hopkins and retired Chief Petty Officer Richard Belisle. Wells, a retired Coast Guardsman himself, worked at the Kodiak Coast Guard Communications Station with Belisle and Hopkins. Before judgment was handed down, Wells said, quote, "We all suffered from this tragedy." His defense attorney, federal public defender Rich Kirtner, said the killer is still out there. However, Judge Ralph Beislein said the evidence was overwhelming, adding the real killer is sitting at the table in front of us. U.S. Attorney Karen Loeffler said after the sentencing that justice was served.
This was really one of the most planned, premeditated, and cold-blooded murders we've ever seen.
The federal prosecutor's case was largely circumstantial, as the murder weapon, a .44 Magnum handgun, was never found, and there were no witnesses to the crime. Nevertheless, the jury found him guilty of first-degree murder on April 25th, after deliberating less than a day. The widows of both men Wells killed also spoke at the sentencing. After what she called a very, very long 2 years, Nicola Belisle said outside the courtroom that she felt empowered by the verdict and the sentencing.
We did get some measure of justice, but as I said in court today, there is no justice enough in this world. And I just hope and pray that there will be in the next life, and God will deal out the appropriate justice for him, the ultimate justice. And I hope that he rots in prison and rots in hell. I actually got to say that to him, and I feel very good about that.
Wells was not arrested until 10 months after the murders while the FBI tried to build the case against him. Belisle, who suspected Wells all along because of problems between him and her husband, said she spent those months in fear for her life, sitting at home with a loaded firearm on her lap.
I thought he was going to come after us to try and stop the investigation. I couldn't leave my house if his truck was there, because I can see his house from ours. And if his truck was there, I was scared because I could, you know, he was right across the way from me. And if his truck wasn't there, well, then I couldn't leave the house because I was terrified that I was going to run into him somewhere.
Judge Beislein said the victims' families are due restitution, and Belisle says she wants ownership of the Wells home.
I want to burn it down. It needs to go away. That's my ultimate goal, so that I don't have to look at it for the rest of my life, and my children, my potential grandchildren, that they don't ever have to sit in our family home and see that house. And I don't think the members of our community need to see that house. You know, the people that live opposite him and next to him, that's my goal, and I've made no secret of that.
Calling him cowardly and that he committed the murders out of anger, envy, and jealousy, Judge Beislein sentenced Wells to 2 counts of life in prison without parole for both the murders of Belisle and Hopkins, and 2 more life sentences for the use of a firearm in a crime of violence. Before the trial started, the Justice Department chose not to seek the death penalty. Loeffler said she did not know where the Federal Bureau of Prisons would ship Wells, but it will be out of state as there are no federal prisons in Alaska. Wells has 14 days to appeal his sentence. With help from APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez, I'm Jay Barrett in Kodiak.